サナ、ちょっと。話があるんやけど。
Uh-oh. Something big is about to go down. It's Sunday afternoon and we're almost ready to leave the beach at Lake Michigan, where I've begged Mom to take me for my birthday. It's just the two of us because Dad is away on business. He's always away on business. And I'm crouched at the edge of the water, collecting sea glass. I've decided I'm not leaving the beach until I've found 16 pieces, one for each year. Sweet 16 and never been kissed. But at least I'll have a handful of magic in my pocket. 16 surprises. 16 secret treasures I've found in the sand. And now this. 話があるん。Mom never asks if I want to chat, unless she's actually gearing up for a serious discussion. She walks over and stands next to me. But I'm too anxious to look up. So I continue picking through the sand as possible serious discussion topics scroll through my head. She's pregnant. She has cancer. She's making me go to Japan for the summer.
It's about Dad, she says.
Dad's leaving us. He's dying.
Dad got a new job with startup company in California.
What?
It's the company called GoBot X, she says. They make the robots for hospital surgery.
I don't care what the company makes. Did you say California? When I say serious discussion, I suppose I should really say big announcement followed by brief and unhelpful Q&A before Mom closes topic. How long have you known?
Dad applied last month. He signed the contract today.
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
No need.
What do you mean, no need?
She shrugs. No need. Not your decision.
But that's not fair.
Fair doesn't matter.
But
complaining doesn't do any good.
Are we all moving? When?
Dad will go in 2 weeks, at end of May. He will find a house to live, and we will go at end of June.
She doesn't know the answers to the rest of my questions. Where will we live? Where will I go to school? What am I supposed to do all summer all by myself?
Then she says, No more questions. It is decided. So nothing we can do. Clean the sand off your feet before we get in the car.
We don't talk on the way home. Mom's not the type to apologize or ask questions like, How does that make you feel? My own unanswered questions swim in circles around the silence like giant schools of fish, chased by the most important question of all. The only one I can't ask. When we get home, I go to my room to finish some homework. But before I start, I take out a lacquer box that Mom and Dad bought for me when we visited Japan 7 years ago. It's a deep, rich orange red, and it has 3 cherry blossoms painted on it in real gold. Inside, I keep my pearl earrings, a picture of me with my best friend, Trish Campbell. When we were 6. All the sea glass I've collected from trips to Lake Michigan. And a slip of paper with a phone number on it. I pour in my new sea glass, take out the piece of paper, and stare at the numbers. They start with a San Francisco area code. Could this be the real reason we're moving? The paper is small and narrow. Almost like something I might pull out of a fortune cookie. Like if I turn it over, I'll find my fortune. My family's fortune. On the other side. Yes, these numbers are important. No, these numbers are meaningless. But of course, the back of the paper is as blank as ever. I bury the phone number under the other things, put the box away, and lie down on my bed to think.